It takes a lot of people to get food to your table, including workers who are often not U.S. citizens. Yet ag businesses are hungry for a large labor force. So they've introduced a plan to create a federal law that would allow undocumented workers to stay in the country, despite tough anti-immigration talk from Washington. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports.
If you eat beef, chances are some of what you've eaten grew up here on this feedlot in southwest Kansas, what looks like a dozen football fields laid out on the dusty high plains. On this hot summer morning, two cowboys on horseback are moving cattle. It's one of the largest cattle feeding operations in the U.S. with 400 employees. But the feedlot owner says it's difficult to attract workers in an area this remote, where the unemployment rate hovers around 2%.
There literally are not people to fill these open positions. We need all the people we can get, and regardless of where they come from.
Even though she says all of her employees are documented, the owner didn't want to be identified for fear she'd attract immigration officials. U.S. agriculture relies on immigrant labor to pick produce, work meatpacking lines, and staff feedlots and dairies. Yet half of the farm workers in this country are undocumented. That's why this Kansas feedlot owner, among many others, want federal reforms that would keep undocumented workers here.
Yes, we're big on lawful presence is the term we've been using. We need a way to keep immigrants to gain a lawful presence.
Despite all the anti-immigration talk in the U.S. during the last few years, there are businesses and even members of the Trump administration who support getting legal status for undocumented farm workers. Sonny Perdue, President Trump's agriculture secretary, told Harvest Public Media this spring that he's working on a plan to allow undocumented workers to stay in the U.S. and that Trump supports it.
He understands that they are long-term immigrant, sometimes undocumented immigrant laborers out here on the farms, many of them that are doing a great job contributing to the economy of the United States.
Politics making strange bedfellows, many liberals and conservatives are opposing Perdue's proposal. Colorado immigration attorney Dan Kowalski jokingly calls Perdue's plan agnesty, or agricultural amnesty. He compares it with what a lot of employers already use, visas that allow workers into the country seasonally, but tie them to a single employer. Here's Kowalski via Skype.
What I'm afraid of is that some employers or industries are longing for a return to a more plantation type of situation where you have low paid, hardworking employees who are really trapped.
One of the nation's leading anti-immigrant voices is in Kansas, Secretary of State Chris Kobach. He also heads Trump's voting commission. Kobach says any legalization of undocumented workers is amnesty, and he opposes it. He points to a 1986 amnesty offered under President Reagan that attracted more than a million immigrants, many using phony documents.
If we had another amnesty, it would have the same two consequences. You'd see massive fraud, and you'd see people surging into the United States illegally.
Despite opposition, the plan to replace the federal ag immigration visa is gaining ground. A bill introduced by Virginia Republican in October would create an agricultural guest worker program, upping the number of workers allowed in, easing red tape, and including not just seasonal workers, but those who work year-round in feedlots and dairies.
Well, our motivation is really for the families of our employees.
That feedlot owner in southwest Kansas says she's concerned that reports of arrests and mass deportations will mean losing her workforce. If someone in an employee's family doesn't have papers, she says the entire family may return to their home country out of fear.
They want the American dream that everyone else has. They want to live here. They want to work here and provide for their families.
Major ag groups like the American Farm Bureau are backing the new guest worker plan, but the bill has just begun a long journey on Capitol Hill. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.